While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, good morning and welcome, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you on this Thursday at 10:06 a.m. Central Time, which means over in Qatar, it is 7:06 p.m. In the Hollywood Hills here in the great U.S. of A, 8:06 a.m. Zimbabwe sits at 6:06 p.m. In Afghanistan, the FUBAR on top of the quagmire, where American citizens still are being held against their will, 8:36 p.m. And of course, Taiwan, which is in far greater danger now, courtesy of yesterday's press conference than they were before, it is 12:06 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, where we tell you, try to explain to you, try to share with you the depth and the breadth of the Biden crime family's corruption. The amount of places and times that they've shaken down people for big dollars. Now, I imagine, by the way, that Kiev is probably not paying up. Something tells me that monthly stipend is going to go down after yesterday's performance. I wonder, do you think Hunter called Dad, what are you doing? Sober up, man. Could you imagine Hunter telling his dad to sober up? You can be a part of the conversation. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. The question of the day. If you had to describe yesterday's press conference in just one word, what would that one word be and why? So going to the social media, Lisa has discombobulated. I like that. So Mike says a disgrace, just disgrace is what he did for one word. Jeremy's, I mean, technically he kept it PG, but I'm still going to say. Said it one word that rhymes with shunt. I'll just leave anyway. Next, embarrassing. Impeach was one word from Gigi. I like the liberal, by the way, used 3 words. They apparently misunderstood the directions. Not a shock. One said hopeless. Another embarrassing. Scary. One person said sad, very scary, and sad. It's more than one word, but I get it. The liberal, by the way, said better than Donald Trump. Yeah. Only in the imaginary world, my friend. Only. Nick wrote pile. Oh, another one of our left-wing wingnut trolls wrote excellent. You got to have some pretty low standards right there to go with that one. Another liberal, outstanding. Seriously, what press conference were they watching? Darren writes, incoherent and terrifying. I use terrifying as well. He said, there's something seriously wrong with him and his handlers. The damage done by this drone cannot be undone. Well, I disagree. The damage can be undone. I disagree there. The methodic takedown of our beloved country is happening in real time and is embraced by too many people. I agree on everything, but look, there's always the chance. There's always the ability to reclaim. That's the beauty of our Constitution and of that American spirit. Even if it means starting from scratch, there's always that chance. Carol writes her one word, Brandon. Pam wrote, embarrassing, but she highlighted the ASS and the word embarrassing. So it's still one word. I'll give it to her. Troy said bumbling. There's that. You. That's what was Steve's word as well. Diane wrote keeler, and I'm not getting what she's saying there. But anyway, Todd says deception. And by the way, Eric's I think is one of the best on the socials. His one word was which is pretty much what it sounds like every time Joe Biden is talking. But what do you say? 888-455-1360. You can text 79489. Emails to regular.joe@mwcradio.com. Those are the ways if you want to weigh in on it. And then I've got a couple by email. This one said, my one-word response is FUBAR. Another person wrote on email and said embarrassing. I think embarrassing is, by the way, the leader. I haven't been taking a official count, but it's come up a lot. Linda wrote unqualified. Well, I think that's fair enough. And that was his big selling point, by the way. His big selling point was that he was the most qualified person. And then there's this one word, gone. It says, oh my gosh, can you imagine our enemies who are analyzing his talking points? The looks between them as they mouth, yeah, what the you-know-what to each other and trying to figure out who is the unlucky one that has to write the report that goes up to the committee. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, he made it a lot easier. And then a couple quick text messages. I want to get back to the phones here, but I want to get some of these. One wrote, and I guess this would qualify as one word, non-inspiring. I think it'd technically be uninspiring, but I'm with him. Regular Joe, he said, this one writes, Regular Joe, one word, Brandon. Yeah, I know. Then he quotes, I always say that wrong. It's not Hosea. It's I forget how to pronounce it. 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God was not talking about the people, but the leaders over them who were leading the people astray. After COVID, never again. Which I'm with you on that. Another texter says, Joe Biden status quo. I'm not surprised at all by this debacle. I don't know if entertaining is the right word. Guess it would be entertaining if it wasn't so bizarre. I actually don't even have words to express. Yeah. And then Kamala Harris is on TV this morning. And we don't have the sound yet. We'll have it for you tomorrow. But I'm just going to say she did not make it better. I'm just going to leave it at that. Scott writes, not inspiring. He writes expiring. So I get where you're going with that. All right. So let's get back to the phones. See what you think. It is. Let's see. Who are we going to go to? Let's go to Bruce in Stratford. Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Giant Joe.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joe the Giant.
I'll go with either way.
Catastrophic. It's
yes, it's a good word for it.
Yeah. Does anybody understand that this man is in control of the nuclear football? Who will be making the decision? Because he sure as heck can't.
There's no question. Now, the fact that they asked him about his mental competency in the press conference, in a press conference where he demonstrated his lack of mental competency. There's an irony to be found there, Bruce, but you point again, it's a real point. Now, look, he's been a puppet since the get-go, but that doesn't give me any, I don't take any,
it doesn't
assuage my concerns because whoever the puppeteer is the one that's going to be pulling those strings and have control.
I need to know who the puppeteer is because then I got to know who I got to push back against.
My best guess, Bruce, and it's a guess because, you know, there's more to it, but at the very most direct level, I think it's Barack Obama. I think that, you know, remember, he never left Washington when he left office. He set up his own little version of the White House there in Washington, D.C., and spent the last, 4 years machinating over how to bring this whole thing about. I think that he was instrumental in most of the decisions, including the anointing of Joe Biden, including the plan that will be that Joe Biden will not make it the full 4 years. He'll ride off into the sunset at some point. I think one of the complications that's come up, and I've said this, I think they underestimated how much of a something show that Kamala Harris is.
Hamilton.
Yeah, she's just beyond. I think they believe they could control her, and what they've learned is that's not the case. So they're not really jumping at the bit to put her in that position, because then they lose control. So they've got to work a little magic behind the scenes.
How does B.O. get into the war room?
Well, he doesn't even have to be there. That's the thing. I mean, all he has to do, he's got his people there. I thought 62%. Or something like that. No, I got to look the number up of Joe Biden's staffers and his appointees and all. These are all people that came out of the Obama administration. So he doesn't have to be there physically.
They've got to get into the place where the real decisions, when it comes, for example, to a nuclear war, get made. How do they get into the room?
We didn't
elect them.
Well, no, they have no right to be in the room. But my point, Bruce, and this is what I'm saying, is the way they've designed it, you don't have to be there. They don't have to physically be there if they can be there in everyone's head. If they're there in everyone's ear, it's a lot easier. As a matter of fact, then they don't even have to take any responsibility for anything that's went on. And I think that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a very dangerous moment in our history where you clearly have somebody that is not mentally competent for all their time. Remember what they were doing leading up to the election? Oh, they've got to invoke the 25th Amendment on Donald Trump, and they planted all these seeds. And who was it? Was it Schumer or who? It was Pelosi, wasn't it? It's one of them that kind of poo-pooed it, but then said, well, we might have to use it in the future. And the big theory was that they were doing all of that, not actually to take it against Trump, but to set the stage for using it against Biden as part of they love to plan things, right? So their little plan. So, Bruce, and I appreciate the call as always. I don't think it's a situation where someone has to physically be there. No, look, if everybody there's the old thing. Do you want to be the king or do you want to be the king maker? And if you're the king maker, everybody that's in that room is someone you put there. So by default, you're there. Whether you're physically there or not doesn't matter. It's your people. They know what their job is. They know who butters their bread, and they make sure that they follow what they're told to do. So I think it's more of a situation of that. And that's not unprecedented in politics. It's just never been done in such a devious and such a large-scale way, and certainly not done in such a way that really is completely and totally self-serving. So it's a very concerning situation. It's why everybody needs to be involved right now. As I've said time and again, I'll say it again, we need everybody, time, talent, and treasure, whatever you have to give, one of those, all three of those, two of those, whatever it is, and reach out to the organization. If you don't have an organization, you're not starting one, you don't belong to one, reach out to one of these local organizations that is making the difference and be a part of that. Because this fight for our republic is real. And just like the Cold War in the 80s didn't involve an actual physical war, the desire and the need to take back our country can be in a very similar way. This fight to get back. That's why these investigations, like the one that Janelle Branchon's been leading, is so important. Because we have to know so that we can take the proper actions. What we have that the founders didn't, we have a constitution. We have a history in this country. We know what the rule of law is. We know what can be done and shouldn't be done. And we as the sovereigns have to reassert our authority to make sure this country is not lost forever. Going to quickly grab one more call. Here we got, I love the name, Road Dog. Good morning. How are you? Do we have Road Dog? Come on, with that name, they've got to be there. Did they leave us? Oh, they were, Road Dog was on the road. That's what OTR means, but apparently they lost their connection. Well, that's all right. We'll move on. Road Dog, man, you broke my heart, Road Dog. All right, let's go to Vicky and Shano. Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Joe. I have one word. I watched the whole thing yesterday, and my word is deflection. Did you notice, with all that's going on, with that poor girl being murdered in California, with the borders, with the drugs coming, with fentanyl, with the Justice Department, FBI saying that domestic terrorism is the worst threat. It, what happened in Texas? That was Islamic terrorism, you know.
And there wasn't a mention of that, by the way. Not a mention of that.
The media couldn't even ask a question about that. So they were complicit in wanting to deflect by talking about Ukraine, about the voting, about other stuff. But what's really important to people who are being killed, it's they were complicit in that. Except, and Peter Ducey, I mean, what a lame question. And we're being pulled to the left. He should ask specifically a narrow scope question where Biden couldn't wiggle out of it, like about CRT or about what happened in Texas. You know, you're people being transported all over the country illegal with COVID. You know, this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, are those illegal immigrants coming over the border, are they being vaccinated? What do you say about that? It was such a lame.
Well, in fairness to Peter Ducey, I think he felt he was going to get follow-ups like everyone else did, but they cut. I don't think because the rules of the press conference were that when you get called for a question, you're allowed follow-ups, but they skipped him. They went right past him with the question.
He wasn't aggressive enough.
Well,
he wasn't aggressive enough.
Look, Vicky, I'm not his agent, so I don't disagree. Although I thought James Rosen's question was fantastic. I'll be honest. I thought Peter's question was fun from the point of view of putting him on the spot, trying to get an answer out of him, to at least even kind of shake him off of his perch a little. Now, James Rosen's question I thought was excellent. I lost track of the clock there. Vicky, I appreciate the call. We'll finish this when we get back after this break. 888-455-1360.
This is the Regular Joe Show.